Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai. We're reading a very interesting story. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vidya Vachaspati Pandit Milan. The meeting of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Pandit Vidya Vachaspati. So this is Antilila Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chapter 3. Viprabale Bhagya Sava Vamshara Amar Yatai Charana Duli Aila Tamara. The Vipra, the Pandit Brahmin, Vidya Vachaspati, after greeting and welcoming the wandering mendicant sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, my sub Vamsha, like Raghu Vamsha, Chandra Vamsha, or Surya Vamsh, the dynasty of Surya, the dynasty of Chandradev. He's saying my entire family line, my entire sub-parivar, sub-vamsh, my father, grandfather, great-grandfather, etc., they have become extremely bhagya, very, very fortunate by your arrival and your visit to our house. And you're giving us an opportunity to give you a room for a day or two to stay during your travels. And he's saying, Yatai Charana Duli Aila Tumara. It is my very great fortune, Mahaprabhu, and the fortune of my entire family that the Charan Duli, which means the dust of your feet, has blessed our house. Obviously, 500 years ago when this Leela occurred, no one wore their Reeboks inside the house, as is the fashion today. So he's observing the traditional Vedic etiquette of honoring the guest and firstly with a warm heart, an open mind and heart, and very sweet and cordial words of glorification. This is the minimal greeting that we offer to a guest. Even the poorest man in Vedic culture could offer water, asan, love, affection, and sweet words. The poorest man can offer a place to sit, and a cup of water and some sweet words. And that's really all a sadhu cares about. It's the openness of the heart. And according to one's ways and means, he may offer a more elaborate welcome of washing the feet in gula pani and doing some puja with deepam and some chaval, haldi, swastiayanam. And various rites and rituals of welcoming an exalted personality to your home. If you examine the life and teachings of Lord Sri Krishna in his role as the ideal king and grihastha, married man living in Dwarka, of course he's God, but he's having what they call Nara Leela. Nara means he's exhibiting the ways and mores and ways and activities of the human being, the cultured Aryan human being who follows the Dharma Shastras of Achar and religion and ritual, rite and puja. So when a great sage came to visit Rukmini's palace, so Narada Muni came to visit Dwarkadish, king of Dwarka, and what did Krishna say? Oh, Tata. Muni Maharaj. Dhanyavad Maharaj. Maharaj ki jai ho. Maharaj ki jai ho. No. He jumped up and left the side of his wife, immediately ordered the servants to get chamara fan, the yak tail fan, and some refreshing sweet beverage, a plate of fresh fruits, cut fresh fruits, and peeled apples, etc., and dried fruit, and artik tray, and a parat, like a parat type thing to wash his feet, and all kinds of sandalwood paste is always available with these type of kings. Ready-made ground sandalwood paste and flower petals, everything, all puja samagri was collected within seconds, and Krishna himself descended from his royal dais, his singhasan, and he asked Narada Muni, please you sit on the Raj Asan, the seat of the king, the royal throne. And immediately Rukmini Devi started doing chamara seva, fanning Narada Muni, not her husband. And Krishna took his holy feet and poured water and massaged them, then and dried them and sprinkled flower petals on them. And then Krishna took chandan and put it on his forehead. Then he took a very fresh champak garland, beautiful champak garland full of champak and mogra and juhi and all kinds of sweet smelling auspicious flowers, and draped it around the neck of the Rishi, Narad Rishi. And then he did arti to him with conch and dup and deep and the flower petals, and a beautiful ceremony. And then with folded hands he glorified him, oh great Rishi. Oh, and then after bathing his feet, then he took the charnamrita, the water, bhakta pada jal. He took the water and sprinkled it on his head, sprinkled on the head of Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravindya, Satya, Jambavati, Satyavati, and all his primary queens who were gathered in assembly. And then he said, and they bought a table and said, please, here's some fresh fruits, dry fruits, some water. Then he stood with folded hands and says, oh great Rishi, we are so fortunate you've come to our palace. How may we serve you? My whole kingdom is at your command. All my soldiers, my army, all my wealth, it is yours. What do you wish, my lord, my Prabhu, my great Rishi Muni Maharaj Narada Muni? How daso smi, how may I serve you? This is described in Bhagavat Puran and Vishnu Puran, how Krishna received the brahmanas. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagat hitaya krishnaya govindaya namo. So Krishna is stating a precept that we should offer obeisances to the brahmins and to Krishna. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha. Brahmins and cows should be worshipped. And Krishna himself, he worshipped cows every single day in Mathura, and every single day in Dwarka, and every single day in Mathura. And he was always worshipping Brahmins. So now, Jagannath Mishra, Jagannath Sutta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a Mishra, he's a born Brahmin, Janma, Guna, Karma, everything Brahmin, and he's Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This Brahmin is visiting another Brahmin's house, a quite senior Brahmin. Lord Chaitanya is 24, and this Pandit Vidya Vachaspati, is about 65, 70 years old. And he's worshipping this young, first of all, he's honorable because he's a sannyasi, not a grihastha. And he's a Vairagi, so there's so many, even though he's younger, but he's also a Digvijay Pandit. Just like if he's Digvijay Pandit, he's a world-class pandit, a world-conquering. Because the greatest pandit of the time, the greatest Vedic scholar of the time was from Kashmir, interestingly enough. And his name was Pandit Keshav. I don't know his other name, but he was popularly known as the Keshva Kashmiri Pandit, something like that. He hailed from Kashmir, and he was a pandit, and he was, you could say, Sanskrit Visharad. He had full command of Vyakaran and Sahitya and Itihas and Kavi and Sangeet. There's seven different subjects. And Jyotishi, he knew them all. And he was a triple crown winner. So he would challenge anyone, and that was his pleasure to defeat pundits. Like if you're a boxing champion, you want to have contests and you become the heavyweight champion of America, and then you go to England and knock them off. Then you go to Australia, the heavyweight boxer, then finally the world heavyweight champion or something, the best, biggest bruiser from Europe versus the biggest bruiser, means fighter, from America, these two huge monster-like human beings, I suppose. And then they square off in the boxing ring and tap, tap, pop, tap. And somebody wins and becomes the world heavyweight champion, right? So that's in sports, where you have the biggest cricket player or something like that. So this example here is how to treat and receive. He's so appreciative, he's so grateful, he's so humble. He goes on to say, Moragar dwara japta sakala tumar suke taka tumi keha na janiba ara. This is Bengali, which is as familiar to you as it is to me, but actually more familiar because many words are similar or the same as Hindi. Moragar means my house. Dwara japta, then sakala tumar. Sakala means sub. Suke means happiness. My house, O Vairagi Sadhu, and everything in my house belongs to you, is exactly what I told you, that Krishna told Narada, my kingdom and everything at my command, I offer it to you. This is the standard. You please remain here peacefully with happiness. No one will disturb you. Shuni tanra vakya prabhu santosha hoila. Tanya bhagye katadina tataya rahila. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, was very santosh, very satisfied with the pandit's words. He then blessed him by staying in his house a few days. So sometimes sannyasis, they wander here and there, and they bless the grihasthas by staying in their house for a few days. The Lord is very blessed, was very happy with the reception of Vidya Vachaspati, and he was receiving all this. Now when a sadhu receives something from the Lord, then he feels inclined, generally, if he's treated properly, with proper etiquette, and not done mechanically or robotically, but done from the heart. Because they say it's not what you do that counts, it's how you do it. You can go to some cheap hotel and they throw the sabji on your plate and flip the chapatis and you pay your 20 rupees and jump in your car and ride away. Now if you come to your home to your wife and your wife throws the prasadam on your plate like hotel roadside slop and just puts it on your plate and flips the chapatis, you won't feel very happy because she's expressing her anger or disgust with you and her lack of love and concern for your welfare. So it's not what we do, it's how we do it. What is the backing? What is the bhav? So you can receive a sadhu in your home in a backhanded way and say, oh gee, we have to receive this guy. Why did he come to our house? Why is he disturbing us? It's an attitude, it's a bhav, and the sadhus can see it and see through you and see through, well, they don't really see through your heart because it's not see-through, but they can see your heart, and then they may not give any ashavad or blessings because they're not very santosh. But the word that was used here is that Lord Chaitanya, he was santosh, not only tosh or toshana, satisfied, but santosh means completely, samyak toshana. Samyak toshana becomes santosh, means that he was very satisfied with the treatment, with the behavior, with the respect, and simple though it was done heartfully. When Krishna visited by surprise the house of Vidur in Hastinapur, instead of, he Instead of going to Duryodhana's house per the invitation, Nirmantran, he foregoed that invitation, and by surprise he went to the home of Vidura, and his wife had nothing practically but some little kusasan, no big singasan and cushy, nice comfy cushy seat like Dwarka. And she offered him a straw seat, kuskus or kusa grass, whatever you want to call it, on the floor, and Krishna accepted it and sat there. And then she offered him a cup of water in an iron cup that was cracked. It was a loha glass, not even stainless steel. So very simple offering. She didn't have any 2,000 rupee kaju. Cashews and any raisins from Istanbul or something, kishmish. And she didn't have any pomegranate juice or anar juice. She had a banana, kala, and it was green. It was kacha. It wasn't even paka. And in her excitement of having this, having Sakshat Atithi Narayan, he was an Atithi. He was a guest who arrived at her house without invitation and off the time and by surprise. Of course, he's not only Sakshat Narayan. Krishna is Narayan. But, she was overwhelmed. She was so ecstatic and so overjoyed. She ran to the kitchen. She didn't have anything but one banana. Because her husband would go out and beg some charity. Sometimes he would get a handful of grains or a handful of gehun. And that was that. And they were living under an imli pear, a tamarind tree. And they would collect some leaves from the tree and boil them in water and make a sabji. It's very tasty, I think. You can try it and tell me. I prefer to have shakan and other things, and aloo. But that's what he ate. He would beg a little rice and then mix the rice with this tamarind pata, imli pata, sabji. Sounds great, doesn't it? Rice, no salt, no ghee, no jeera, no lemon rice or any kind of rice. So it was the basics. So she had one banana. She peeled off the green skin, threw away the banana in her ulas or her adbhuta bhav, amazement, and offered Krishna the green chilka or whatever you call it, skin. And Krishna ate it. Krishna, have you ever eaten a green banana skin? Probably not. I wouldn't curse you to eat one either. But now why did Krishna accept it? Yo patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhakti prayachati tadaham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. Because Vidura's patni, she had so much love and affection for Krishna. So Krishna accepted it. And he was satisfied with the way she offered it and the way she spoke and the love in her offering, the backing, the content of her offering. Krishna was santosh. So he was so satisfied that this is what you're offering to me and that you're so much love in this that I'm not, when I take this green banana skin, I will not taste green banana. Kacha kala. I will taste the sweet, sweet, sweet flavor of your pure heart. Because your pure heart is mixed in this kacha. Your heart is paka, ati paka. But this is sub kacha, kacha kala, completely kacha. But it's saturated with bhav. It's saturated with bhakti bhav. Prema, so Krishna says, wow. Wow, do you have another one? Do you have another banana peel? And she said, oh my Lord, I'm sorry, I only have this one. And when he was eating it halfway, then she came to external consciousness, came out of her bhav samadhi, and she said, what have I done? Oh, my Lord. And he said, oh, no, it's too good. So it's love that pleases the Lord. It's pure bhakti that pleases the Lord, not chapan bhog. I meet some people and they invite me. They say, oh, our Thakurji, we're offering him chapan bhog. You please come and do a program. And I said, you're offering chapan bhog, but does any one of those offerings have your heart in it? Because you hired some cooks to make this chapan bhog. And they offered chapan bhog to their Kula Devata. And they didn't even, the wife didn't make one preparation herself. It was the first thing I said. I said, who made it? This bhoga. Ye bhoga kon banaya. And he said, oh, the Panditji Brahmins is that, the halwai banaya. I said, very nice. Did your wife make any? No, no, she's working. She doesn't do this stuff. I said, it's very nice. You have chapan bhog, but not one of these preparations has any love in it. Where it's just external, material, tasty objects. But Krishna was very satisfied, and then he gave ashirvad. He blessed him by staying there a few days. Sriyera Udaya ki kakan gopya haya sarvaloka shuni leya prabhuro vijaya. The author Vrindavan Das Thakur says, can the rising sun be hidden? Surya Uday ki kakan gopya haya. Gopya means goop. Can you hide it? Everyone, within a short time, everyone in that town came to know that Sri Chaitanya Dev had arrived in their town and was now staying at Vidya Vachaspati's house. Sometimes Prabhupada would come, he would visit India, my Gurudev, in 74 and 5 and 73, and the temples weren't, 72 and 71, our temples were in Bombay and Mayapur and Vrindavan were not yet built. They opened in 74, like this, 75. So when he came to Bombay or Mumbai and Delhi, then some religious people would invite Swamiji and his immediate servants to stay with him. And the balance of devotees that were traveling with Gurudev, like 20, 30 devotees, they would stay in some dharmashala or some Sanatan Dharma mandir or something like this. And so the intimate entourage of Gurudev, his personal cook or servants or Sanskrit editor, etc., for his translation work, two or three, they would stay with him. So in 1981, we had the service for 1 year of interviewing gentlemen and people in India and England, not the ISKCON people, but outside, that had met Prabhupada and had some interaction with him. And that interview material was included in a book called Prabhupada Lilamrita. So in Bombay, I met one wealthy industrialist, retired Kartik Mahadevia. And he lived in a part of Bombay called Malabar Hill, I think so. Malabar Hills? It's a kind of a posh area, is it? It's near the ocean? Seems like I remember it was 1981. But I went up on some high floor and he showed me the ocean and all this stuff. It was like Oceanside or so. It was like a hill. I don't know. Anyway, Malabar Hill. So he said, he showed me this is where Swamiji stayed, because I myself was not there in 72 or whenever it was. He stayed for 2 weeks there. And they had several floors. So he said, my wife and my children and I, we all collected, kind of clubbed together on the second floor, and we gave the third floor to Swamiji and his entourage. Then they explained different things, how he came down and showed his wife how to make eggplant pukki and some special Bengali preparations. My Gurudev was an expert cook. That was very sweet. And I was thinking how fortunate this family is that the Shud Bhakta, Srila Prabhupada, stayed in their house. And Sajjivit Lal or something. There's some politician, some MP there. And Juhu Sajjivit Lal or something. I don't know. Long name. In England, I also interviewed many people, and I was thinking how fortunate they are. They were so blessed, and even today they remember Swamiji fondly, and they're very big supporters of ISKCON, and many of them have become initiated, if not by Srila Prabhupada, which was rare, but they got the Sukriti and blessings. In the subsequent years, they were initiated by Prabhupada's disciples. So when Prabhupada would stay in someone's house, the news would spread that Swamiji, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, is staying in Kartik Mahadeva's house. And he said that so many bhaktas and people came to his house that he and his family, they have three floors, they dedicated the third floor to Prabhupada. But so many people were coming, and devotees were coming from around the world, and Indians were coming to visit. They donated the second floor and first floor. They gave their entire house to Prabhupada, and they rented some flats in the same building somewhere else. Because the word got out that Swami Srila Prabhupada is visiting Bombay, and the people went wild. So he lived on the third floor. The second floor was darshan, or the first floor was darshan room for all the Indian guests, and the second floor is for more visiting devotees. So this is happening 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this pundit's house. The word got out, hey, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying in Vidya Vachaspati's house. Ah, let's go. So then Navadvip, and the author is saying, can you hide the rising sun? Oh, the sun is rising. Put a chadar over it, put a blanket. No, nobody should see it. So the same thing is that the guru, the realized soul, is like fire in a pot. It's like a flame in a pot. You have a mudka, you have some deepam inside, and you can't see from outside, but inside that pot there's a very brilliant flame. So it's the self-realized soul, or the premi bhakta, although he covers himself, avaran, dainya avaran, he covers himself with humility, and he covers himself with nibritta. Nibritta means he lives in a lonely place away from the public. The real thing is hard to find. Costly things and real things are often hidden. Do you carry your diamond necklace on your rear view mirror? You know, the rear view mirror? No, you keep it locked in your bank locker. I think so. Is it right? And on special rare occasions, you reveal your wealth of your diamonds and emeralds and etc. But everyone came there, and the Navadvipa Adi Sarva Dike Kailadwani Vachaspati Gare Aila Nyasi Chudamani. This person was near Navadvipa. So news spread throughout Navadvipa Mandal that the crest jewel of sannyasis, Nyasi Chudamani, had arrived in the house of the pundit Vidya Vachaspati. Shunya lokera haila chitra ulas shashire jena haila vaikunte te vas. The hearts of the people, chitta ulas, their consciousness, their chitta means mind, heart, consciousness, their chitta. Ulas, it was rising, jumping, excited, delighted. The hearts of the people became so joyful that they felt like they were living in Vaikuntha, even in their present material bodies. And that's actually a fact. If you ever spend several days living in the association of an advanced devotee, at least Lord Chaitanya is pleasing everyone, and everyone's extremely joyful in his association, so joyful that they felt, we are not in West Bengal. We are in Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Prapti, Mukti Prapti. Mukti means Sachit Anand. When one attains the Mukti Stan, the Hari Dham, the Vaikuntha Dham, Vaikuntha Prapti, then he feels he has entered the land of eternity. He's gone to the point of no return. Punar Janma Navidyate. Once going there, one never returns to this Maya Jagat, this place of samsara. Janma Mrityu. This is called Mrityu, Mrityu Loka. That's Vaikuntha. And when one goes there, it's a land of cognizance. It's a land of clear thinking. It's a land of full perception, chit. Satchit means, chitta means knowledge, understanding. Full awareness of everything. There's no ignorance there. It's, everything is illuminated by pure consciousness. Vishuddha sattva. Transcendental energy illuminates everything. Because of the brilliance emanating from each and every soul in pure consciousness in Vaikuntha Dham, because of the unlimited brilliance of the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Nath, Lord Vishnu, Narayan, the whole place is illuminated without the need of sun, moon, or electricity. And furthermore, Satchit Ananda, it is Satchit Ananda Dham, and everyone lives there in their spiritual form, Siddha Deha, and their bodies are made of Satchit Ananda and Chit Shakti. The Anand aspect is that the whole place is full of bliss. The hearts are blissful, the minds are blissful, Chitta Ulas, Man Ulas. This is the blissful, eternal abode of full knowledge and absolute joy. This is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Kunta means anxiety, problems, tension. This is Kunt. This is world. That world is called Vaikuntha. Vaikunt means the place where there's no anxiety. No one is anxious about passing their exams. No one's anxious about finding a husband. No one's anxious about finding a wife. No one's anxious about their present wife. And no one's anxious about their present husband. And no one's anxious about the CID. No, CBI. CBI? No one's anxious about the CBI or the CID or FBI. And no one's anxious about their taxes. And no one's anxious about disease, and no one's anxious about anything, because there's no cause of tension or anxiety, because it's Vaikuntha. So the people felt, we are there in Vaikuntha, the blissful land of knowledge and awareness. They're so joyful. Anande sakala loka bale hari hari, stri putra deha geya sakala pasari. Anya Anyonye sarvaloke kare kolahala chaladeki giyat tana charana jugala. Anan sakala lok bale hari hari stri pucha deha geya sakala pasari. Everyone chanted the names of Hari Hari in ecstasy. And they forgot their wives, children, bodies, and houses. So it's implied by this statement, the inferential conclusion that one can make is, what's implied by this verse, it said, everyone chanted the names of Hari, Hari Hari, Anande Sakala Loka Bale Hari Hari, Stri Putra Deha Geha Sakala Pasari. All the women, children, mother-in-laws, don't forget, they forgot their wives, children, their bodies, and their houses. So they, the sakala loka, it's implying that they were all men, and they maybe Brahmins, but that's not said. At least a group of men gathered in Vidya Vachaspati's house to see the sannyasi, because generally women weren't running all around the place 500 years ago anyway, and it wouldn't really be quite proper, according to etiquette, for a bunch of ladies to storm some Brahmin's house into the private house of a Brahmin to see a visiting sannyasi. So there's certain protocol and etiquette in a society. So it's saying here that the wives and their children, they forgot them, which means they probably weren't there, or maybe they were there and they forgot their existence. That's also logically can be concluded. Because it says they forgot their bodies and their houses. So obviously they weren't in their houses because they were in Vidya Vachasvati's house. They were in their bodies, but they forgot them because they were in the transcendental consciousness. Out of OBE, out of body experience. Because they were with God who has no material body. Avajanti ma mudha manusham tanamashrita. He has a transcendental body, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So this is the idea that they were associating with the transcendent Lord and they became transcendental. If you associate with an advanced spiritual personality, then some of that kripa and some of that bhav, it becomes sprinkled onto your heart. And you elevate your consciousness and you soften your heart and purify your mind by such elevated spiritual sangha, sadhu sangha. So the people said to each other, listen, let's go and see Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Eta bali sarva loka parama ulase agu pachu guru loka nahika sambhase ananta arbhuda loka bali hari hari chali lena digi wari Gauranga shri hari patnahi payakeya lokara kahane vanadala bhangi jaya prabhura darshane. Speaking in this way, everyone went in great joy without even informing their elders. Sarvalok parama ulas, guru lok nahika sambhashe. So they didn't, the girls and whoever had elders looking after them, they said, they didn't tell them. They didn't ask permission. They said, we're going to see Swamiji. Goodbye. They didn't even say, they just ran away. Where are you going? Bye. And they just ran down the street to see Sri Chaitanya Dev. Ananta arbuda loka, unlimited millions of people chanted the names of Hari as they ran down the streets to see Lord Gauranga. The crowd was so thick, so dense, that it was difficult to see the road. The whole road was covered with people everywhere, like the Govardhan Parikrama Marg, the Parikrama Rasta, and Govardhan Parvat, Vrindavan May, on Guru Purnima, which is the full moon night in, I don't know what month that is, you know, Ashad or something like that. Beginning of Chaturmasya, we've often done that parikrama. There's something like 3 million people moving around. Your nose is in the back of someone's head. It's like someone's head is here. It's head to nose. And that's not bumper to bumper traffic. It's head to nose traffic. There's 10 people across from one side of the road and even off the road and lines of people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. When you get to Dangati, there's some sweet shops and the road kind of goes up like this to the top of Dangati. Slight incline. Then you turn left and go down along the Giriraj Parvat, Bugle side on your Dainatarav. You can see Giriraj, that's called Dangati, then it goes down to Anyor. And that's a little bit also elevated. So when you turn there and you stand there, you can see for about half a kilometer because the road goes, you're standing in an elevated position, so the road goes like this. And when you get there and you look down and you see what they say, an ocean of people, a sea of people, it's like that. You say, look at all these people. They're all marching, or not even marching, they're all inching along like it takes 3 hours to walk around Govardhan Hill. 3.5, 4. So people were there, let's go see him. There are millions of them. You couldn't even see the road. Shuna Shuna Adi Bhai Chaitanya Akyan Jay Rupe Karali Prabhu Sarva Jiva Tran. Sarva Jiva Tran. Oh brothers, just hear the topics of how Lord Chaitanya delivered all the living entities. Vandala Kantaka Bangiya Lokadhai. Tatapi anande keha dukkha nahi pai. The people cut through the thorny forest. They felt such ecstasy. They didn't feel any distress. The road was not wide enough to accommodate all the people. So they started just running off the side of the road through the jungle. All these katin, thorns, katak, whatever it is. Babul trees, and they're just running through the thickets. And, oh, I'm getting scratched. Anyway, forget about it. We're going, the Lord, Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. They felt such ecstasy, they didn't feel the distress. Lokera kahani jata aranya achila shaneke sakala divya patta maya hoila. The crowd, the dense crowd, soon filled the entire forest and created new and excellent pathways right through the middle of the forest to get to Vidya Vachasvati's house. Sabdike loka sabha hari bali jai hina ranga kari prabhu shi garanga rai. People chanted the name of Hari in all directions. Hari, 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 Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.